Welcome to the Prosperity Podcast, fresh, alternative personal finance talk for independent thinkers who prosper outside of Wall Street. Here's your host, best-selling author, Kim D.H. Butler, and no BS money guy, Todd Strobel.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Prosperity Podcast. This is No BS Money Guy, Todd Strobel. I have with me today Rick Randall. Rick has done several podcasts for us that have just, he's provided so much information in such a short period of time. He's an expert in the estate planning industry. And today we're going to be talking about planning for people with modest means. Now, I know that we even debated about whether we should use that term modest means. So I'm going to tell you what modest means means to me. And it means that the money that you have is money that you worked hard for. And it doesn't matter whether it's $100,000 or $500,000 or whatever, but you can remember back when you made that money. And that money is important to you. And it's important that you protect it from people while you're living. And it's important that it ends up where you wanted it to go when you're not living anymore. And Rick certainly has worked with a lot of huge dollar clients, but he's also developed some fantastic systems to help those of us who are still just trying to work, set some dollars aside and do the best we can. Welcome, Rick.
Thanks, Todd.
So, Rick, how did you come up with the Modest Means program?
Well, we had developed our three-step strategy that we've talked about in some of our earlier podcasts, that for a plan to work, you want to have a relationship with a law firm and with your other advisors and have them in communication with each other, and that would be the ideal way to do it, that you acquire a great set of documents, you integrate the finances with them, and then you keep on top of it so that changes in the family and changes in the law are taken into account. And as you do that, that you involve the family so that they can learn what their job is. And our assumption, Todd, is that most everyone, but particularly those with modest means, are going to want to name family members in their documents. And yet they don't really have any place to go to be prepared when they're called on in a health crisis or after a death. And so this three-step strategy was developed with the kind of the classic client that had a significant amount of wealth. You and I've chuckled over this in my practice. When I ask people for the definition of rich, they always say more than I have. When we use the term modest means, that doesn't mean it's not important. And yet we do trust-based programs, and the reason is because of the ease with which we can amend the plan, keep it current while you're alive, if you become sick, and even after your death for those that inherit from you. And that's why it needs to be trust-based. That flies into the face of the some common myths that you and I wanted to address today, which is trust really are for everyone that cares about the assets that they work so hard to accumulate and the people that they'd like to leave it to. And so what we did was take our three-step strategy and just adapt it so that it's a little bit less expensive up front and a little bit less expensive to keep current by relying on the professionals a bit more.
Rick, I happened to be in the office supply store this week, and I even noticed that you can buy a trust kit in the office supply store. Do you have an opinion on these type things?
Yes, and you can buy it online. So if people are getting to us through the podcast, you all know that you can buy it online at LegalZoom. And so the difficulty is those are not customized for you. So what I would not do is pay an attorney extra to get documents over and above those if they're likely just to be the same thing, which is just word processing, Todd. So I would rather a client would use a service like a LegalZoom, and I know this is legal heresy, but you'd be better off if all you're going to do is buy a document, then I don't know why you would buy it from an attorney. You're going to spend more money and not receive any additional value. So to me, I think that if you're going to get a real plan, then you want to work with an attorney that has a process. And so that would be my opinion on that, Todd. And it's just, there's no reason to invest in word processing at a higher level. What is the attorney? The question is, what is the attorney bringing you for value? And it's really the process of customizing that it matches your own situation, and then keeping it current and educating your family so that the overall cost when you're disabled or after your death is reduced. And the cost is not just financial, but also peace of mind that you don't want to leave a heartache and a problem. You want to leave something that is thoughtful and that people are appreciative that you've left behind rather than a mess.
I couldn't agree with you more, especially when I think of the relationships that, unfortunately, the misunderstandings between people who receive things, and unfortunately, you're not around to answer those questions. You had done, I know we're on a podcast, so you can't actually see the numbers, but one of the things that Rick has been able to impress upon me is the cost of doing it wrong. I mean, it can be huge, can it?
And it's much larger than people realize. And yet, one of the things you and I talked about, Todd, is we started down the road with full disclosure, and we found in our workshops that no one knew what it cost after death. And worse yet, I presented the truth about estate planning workshop, Todd, to about 18,000 people. And one of the questions in it, I'll always ask for a show of hands, how many of you have talked with your estate planning attorney about how your estate will be charged after you're gone? Show of hands. And over the years, the answer is only about 7%. I started tracking, and it's about 7%. And then you'll love this. About half of those, once they got the answer, switched attorneys. So I don't know what it is, but people don't want to talk about the cost. They don't think of investigating with that. And that is the true cost of the plan. The vast majority is after death, and it's incurred by the family members who then don't have any way to undo or redo. You don't get a do-over, where they find themselves. So you want to get on top of that and get that cost reduced if you can. So there are state statutes, but the two quick ones, and I went on a little rant off recording with Todd about after 20 years of trying full disclosure, and we're happy to share with you an attorney compensation report. What's interesting is everybody says that's wrong, but they don't provide any evidence of what is right that is different. So lawyers are very non-transparent, and the evidence that I have that it's much more expensive than what people want includes the state law in Florida, which is, as you all know, God's waiting room. So a lot of old people, strong senior citizens lobby, and they have an actual chart that you can look at to see what those figures are, and they're much larger. And they start on a graduated scale, Todd, that when you have a smaller estate, it's a higher percentage to begin with. And so it's much more significant. And you get no value for that. So our whole theory was, can we spread, if that's your budget, can we spread that over your whole lifetime, make it much more affordable, and get something for what you pay? And in our regular lifespan process, we were able to do that. The problem we ran into is that the front-end price tag and the commitment to doing heavy counseling, to engaging a lot, wasn't for everyone. So we developed this modest means for those that would not make the major commitment, but weren't interested in throwing their money away on LegalZoom or the stationery store will or trust. And so that's where our modest means program came from.
You know, when I look at this plan, it makes me think of, first of all, I can say that personally, and a lot of the clients that I work with, you seem to keep putting this off because you think you have to get to a certain number to start an estate plan. And then once you have an estate, then again, you're wanting to just do something one time. You make this sound like it's something that can grow with me, retire with me. And, you know, it's the relationship of this that you're presenting that I think is the most attractive part.
I agree. I think it's the most valuable part. And so over the years, what we finally were able to do is take the learning of what needed to be done in terms of that relationship to make a plan work, and some of the technical tools, you know, that we've touched on in podcasts, the Trust Protector and so forth. And so if a person is very young, we have a program that you and I are going to talk about separately called the Next Gen Estate Planning. And that is still three steps, but what is needed at that age and that level of assets is very different than someone who might be very old. And then the modest means, it's kind of across the board. So I don't have a lot to invest in the plan, and maybe I'm not even that interested in doing it. So our modest means program, what we developed for our private law practice was people get in with a referral from a financial advisor. And I know a lot of your listeners on the Prosperity Economics would be in that situation. They have estates of $1 million and below, and they make a commitment that they'll consolidate assets with the financial advisor to make it simpler for the family afterwards. And what we do is, instead of updating the plans every couple years giving a much heavier counseling, the clients rely on my side a little bit more on our experience designing plans for others. So we won't compromise, Todd, on doing plans that work. But if you want, you know, fewer options and lean on the attorney's experience a little bit more, we will still give you options, still meet that definition that we have of working with a counseling-oriented attorney and counseling-oriented planning partners, to include the financial advisor as well. And that will allow us to drive down the cost at the front end. And we think that we can do that at the same level that most people give you attorney-based for just the documents. And then we'll go on that relationship program. It's a little bit lesser expense than what we charge for our full program, if you will. And what happens is that we use the tools that we have and rely on the financial advisor to keep the in touch with us about your finances a little bit more than we would have otherwise. And then we update your plan a little bit less frequently. So what would be involved is changing one word in all the articles that you'll see. So if you read online or you get things from almost any advisor, it'll say things like, you ought to review your plan every 5 years. Well, the lawyers are so transactional and the clients have other things they'd rather do, a long list of everything else I'd rather do than this. It doesn't get reviewed every 5 years at all. What we're after is, can you change review to update and listen to your advisors and do get yourself in to get it updated? And we'll use that Trust Protector. There's extra risk to you. So the Trust Protector is a third party who can amend the plan consistent with your intent. So we'll document your intent. And essentially, Todd, it makes it a little bit less expensive during life. It's a little more expensive than it would have been otherwise, but we disclose what that is. And what we've done is take the Florida chart that you can see that's objective and applied a proactivity discount to it. So everyone would know what the cost was, and the family would know that's why we're doing this cost. And we're thinking that that might open it up so that more people could see fit to do quality planning. So that's the general idea behind modest means. And the way I summarize it quickly is our classic three-step program is almost like a guarantee. I'll put that in quotes because that'll scare everybody in the legal profession. But you're really going to stay on top of it. And it's very unlikely to have things slip through the cracks. So in my practice, as an example, we've had almost 300 deaths, and we've had three probates, and all of them have a story behind it as to why there was a probate. And our clients are very passionate about this. They will tell you it's not your fault that there was a probate. So it's that's still a pretty good success rate, around 99% for avoiding probate, which is not the only goal by any means, but it's one that you can kind of quantify. So if that's a guarantee, in quotes, the modest means allows you to get more like a warranty. So a guarantee, it's a maintenance program. So you maintain something that's valuable to you. And a warranty program, you replace something that broke. So the modest means going every 5 years is a little bit riskier, but we have some tools that we can take the load off of you. And so you might think of that more as a warranty program. And so you never can guarantee results as an attorney, but the process, using your common sense, you'll know that you have a lot better chance to have a plan that works.
Now, so many of our clients come in saying that my estate is not $5 million and I was told I didn't need an estate plan. Where did that number come from and what does that refer to?
It's referring to the federal estate tax. And it is true on that score, the vast majority of people, more than 99% of the people have estates less than $5 million. So the current death tax is at $5 million indexed for inflation. And we've talked a little bit about what impact the Trump administration might have on it. So even if they did repeal the death tax, it's only going to affect Todd less than 1%. So death tax planning is one of the reasons that people would say trusts are for rich folks, is that if I have an estate that size, I clearly do need death tax planning and therefore a trust for that purpose. On the other end, though, creditors and predators are at all levels of wealth. And for the person of modest means, the reason that they would need planning is really there's only two possibilities. You get disabled and die, or you just die. And we talked about the death tax costs are a lot higher than people realize. The disability costs for an unprepared family, where the, I'll put this in quotes, elder law industry is typically charging a fee at a time where the family doesn't have any choice. You've waited until mom fell and she's in rehab and she's coming out and she can't go home. Or there's an Alzheimer's diagnosis and so forth. So those with smaller estates are less able to handle that. And so the typical reactive industry solution is strip you of all your assets, which means no one inherits anything, and put you on Medicaid. And there are a lot of very proud people that say, I don't want to go on Medicaid. And that's even worse, Todd. We spend everything that we have and then go on Medicaid. Either way, the kids don't get an inheritance. So the modest means client, if they get on top of this, they can have a better understanding of what the resources are as part of this learning solution that we provide, so they can learn in their community what you can do on the healthcare side. And then also in terms of cost, the elder law model now has moved to 2 times the average cost of care in your community. So you're talking $10,000 to $20,000. And your choices under the reactive system are, you give me $15,000, I'll save you $400. And so people will do that. But at $15,000, you could have done so much more and had kept the assets for the family and not put them into a complete mess if you did become ill. And in your own case, the care that you get is more what you designed for yourself. So people have a budget, even with small estates, if they interface with the legal system through disability or death. And those are really the only two possibilities. So our vote is, get in with somebody that you feel comfortable with, that you can talk with, build the relationship, and just invest a few hours a year to keep yourself and your family up to speed.
Super. Well, Rick, I think, you know, especially with the advances in the medical community, people seem to be living longer and longer, but it almost ensures that they're going to have to go through some type of a temporary or permanent disability. So everything that you said makes so much sense. I urge our listeners to use the links available to you to get more information from Rick. You're welcome to ask any questions directly from the Prosperity Podcast at hello@partners4prosperity.com. We are here to get that information for you, and we're here to continue to provide you with great information like what Rick Randall has provided us today. Rick, can't tell you how much I appreciate it, and we will see you all again on the next podcast.
Thank you for listening to the Prosperity Podcast. To take control of your money and have it work for you, visit us at partners4prosperity.com. If you liked this episode, make sure you subscribe and leave a review.